Welcome to Shomar Shomar Nadam, Shia Sponsor, Lunish Masam Biak Shalom, Leah Vasitzchok. We're holding a Moed Koton Nav Chozayn. The Gemara in Amud Beis, towards the end of the page, says, Al Tivku Lemeis Yoyser Midai. One should not mourn a maize too much. And the Gemara brings a terrible mindset of a woman who mourned a maize too much and she was punished for that. The Rishonim in Parshas Red, Dvarim Perek Yudal Pasuk Aleph, expand upon that in the Pasuk that says, your children to Kodesh Baruch Hu, lois is going to do, velois asimu korchu beninechem lameis. Talk about a one should not make a scratch or cut their hair in a way which is an avail, which is an improper avail. So the Ramban says over there that the reason why we do it is because we believe that Misa is not the end of the world. As we know that death is only a temporary hefsek, temporary break of life. And the Ramban continues and says, that's the next pasuk that says, Ki am kadosh atol Hashem lekecha. You are holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your holy means that you have a gdusha that continues on forever. It's the neshama of the yid will never be lost. It'll never be lost. The neshama of the yid leaves it, goes up to Shemaim, will come back to Olam Habo. There will always be life for a neshama of a yid. And if so, there's no need to cry so much. The Rechaim answer on this, that it's a mashal for someone who sent his son to do business in a different city, in a different country. He's very sad when the son leaves, but it's not so terrible. He knows the son is alive somewhere else. Crying too much in a maze means that you don't really believe, there's not a real emunah, that the Misa is only a temporary break. Someone who believes in that will not cry in the maze too much. Just to add that with the other refresh you bring, that when Ezra says that you should not cry in a maze because you know everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is L'toivah, Kamzu L'toivah, everything is all for the good. And the Sfarno adds to it that even when someone doesn't have a relative, one of his Mishpacha is Nifter, if he still has some of his Mishpacha, he's not as sad. So even when a person loses a very close relative, he's still a HaKadosh Baruch Hu to connect to. He's never alone. It all connects to the same idea, that the Misa is not as terrible as we think it is. And going back to the Ramban, Misa is really only a time that we are nifred, we're separating from somebody for a temporary basis, but he's never completely gone. And just connect to that, when we mentioned here a few days ago, the Divrei HaMaharal, Chiddush HaGospel and Metziah. The whole idea that it's brought down in this daf as well, of the 3, 7, and 30 days, is the different stages of the neshama leaving the body. The nefesh takes it 3 days to completely leave the body, the ruach takes 7 days, and the neshama takes a full 30 days to leave the body. So what we're mourning is that histalkus, that separation. It's a time of saying goodbye, that the neshama is leaving the body. But we're not crying the fact that there's no neshama. The neshama is never gone. The neshama is up there in Shemayim. It just, the prayer itself, and that goes the mourning, and that goes the crying. Al tivka lameis yoser midai. Don't cry in a maze too much, because that means that you don't have a real emunah, that really Misa is not so terrible. This may be the reason of the big punishment of the woman who cried too much, because that was a reflection of her lack of emunah, of what exactly life is all about. Just the end of a story that I heard, that the Chofetz Chaim, was once a ptira in the mishpacha. Someone was nifter. And he heard a woman crying very, very much. So he asked, who's crying? Is that my daughter? They told him, no, it's not your daughter, it's your granddaughter. So Chofetz Chaim calmed down. He says, my daughter is in a much bigger milo. She wouldn't have cried so much on someone who's nifter. Crying too much shows a lack of milo. Obviously, each one in his level. The less of a tzaddik one is, the less of a maimon one is, the greater the loss hurts him. Someone who's a big maimon and lives in the true life, knowing exactly what Misa is, and that which is only a temporary break of life, then the cry is b'midimido b'misayrol, the way Chazal established for us. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.